Welcoming all of you to Bhakti Sangha conference call today. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Shyamakrishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the special topic, the appearance day of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Hare Krishna, think, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada. So I will begin. It's a very auspicious day. Yesterday we had Janmashtami. So many people must be awake till 2 o'clock, and that's why not that so many devotees are there on the conference call. But nonetheless, we will do our duty. I myself came at 2 o'clock at home. So we will be. This is Prabhupada's appearance day, which is very glorious because of him. We are here today, or we are hearing about Hare Krishna. So we will discuss about his teachings, about his life history, and his special position of Srila Prabhupada. So as a Om Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Adishtarine ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं श्याम हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो महावदनाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो वी आर ऑल स्पिरिट सोल्स not the body, and we want his lasting happiness, because his spirit soul is eternal, and just a flickering happiness of this material world cannot satisfy us. So we must break free of these bonds of this grass and subtle matter that we are living in, and if we could pass beyond that. So Srila Prabhupada has talked about our situation, what our situation is. So we are all participating in this Krishna consciousness movement, and that is called Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma, and we are all devotees is called Bhagavat, and the Dharma is Bhagavad Dharma. Means our relationship, we have to make our relationship with the Supreme Lord. So everyone is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because we are all children of Krishna. Aham Bija Pradapita. So Krishna says that we are all children. So relationship, it cannot be broken at any stage. But because we have forgotten our relationship, because of our minute misuse of our minute independence, and so we went out of our home and forgot him. So somebody has to remind us, and that is Srila Prabhupada is reminding us that he is our original father, and we should come back home, back to Krishna's abode, and we will be free from all the miseries of this material world. So Krishna has many, many sons, and everybody has the right to go back to him. And so we have misused our independence in the spiritual world and left our real home, and we are trying to forget our affectionate relationship with him. We are not fully independent. So we have the freedom to remember our relationship with God and hard to forget it. But other than that, we are completely bound up into the stringent laws of the material nature. Independence is is right, our right, because Krishna is Swaraat, completely independent, but we could decide at any time in our life that whether I want to live under the direction of Krishna in serving Him, or we want to be away from Him. So somehow we misused our relationship with Him and we forgot, and that's why Maya has grabbed us, which is not really Maya, means which is entrapping us in this mortal world. So we are conditioned, our Baddha Jeev. And so in this Baddha Jeev, we go through birth, death, old age, and disease, our threefold mortal miseries are on us, or it is impounded on us, or it is because we are trying to be independent of God. And that's why there is you may say, is that a punishment? This is just to reform us, it is not a punishment. So we are forgetting the Supreme Father, Krishna, and we want to live independently to enjoy life according to our whims. But such independence, we could never be satisfied. So this is illusion. Our happiness is illusion, just like a dream. We may feel that I'm very happy, but really it is a dream. Whether it is a daydream or night dream, it is all a dream. It's not a reality. Reality of our life is freedom in the spiritual kingdom and with relationship with the Supreme Lord. So this human form that we are now out of 8.4 million species of life, that is an opportunity to revive our relationship with the Supreme Father, Krishna, and get free from this miserable condition life. And so we will exist in the spiritual body. Now we have given this mortal body, grass or subtle body, two kinds of bodies, we are always changing. So the grass body we are seeing, but we cannot see the subtle body. We have mind, intelligence, but I cannot. So I cannot see my mind, I cannot see my intelligence. So I cannot see your intelligence, and I cannot see even my intelligence also. How intelligent? Intelligent would be a person who accepts the dependence on Krishna, who accepts the word of God, like Bhagavad Dharma. So that is what the Guru is teaching us. So we are changing these bodies, and this human form is meant transcending the bodily concept of life. This is a Kali Yuga, and it is not a very good time. People are in disagreement, fighting, quarreling, misunderstanding. So all this can be. Formerly it was very easy to come to Krishna consciousness. But in this age, it has become very difficult. Although there is so much advancement in education, but there is no education that is letting us know about the spirit soul. So we are like animals living here and eating any abnormal things or behaving not in a proper way like as a human being should do. So we have to study and discuss about this Bhagavad Dharma and try to understand Bhagwan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have been away from our real home for a long, long time, and we forgot our Eternal Father. Then somebody has to come and remind her that such and such gentleman. So some gentleman may come. So you have played with such in a nice way with the Supreme Lord, and somebody can awaken that remembrance, and that is his spiritual duty. So what we have to do for that? We have to hear submissively. Hear from the authorized sources. And authorized sources in the parampara, and Srila Prabhupada is representing that whole parampara. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is given Shanvatam Sokatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hradyanta Istito Hi Abhadrani Vidunoti Shruhat Satam. Krishna is our best friend. He is dwelling in our heart. And when we hear submissively Shanvatam Sokatha Krishna about Krishna, then He cleanses all the dirty things in our heart. And just like lust and greed that is in every one of us. So if you continue hearing about Krishna, then our life would be successful. We will remember our relationship with the Lord and all the dirty things would go away. There is nothing else to be done. If we could just do that, then our life is successful. Since these degrees are, that is all right, earning is all right, just to maintain the body, but we should hear Krishna from the realized source, and our life would be successful. So there is unlimited glories of Srila Prabhupada. What is his glories? So Srila Prabhupada is the founder Acharya of our movement. He is the only reason anyone knows about world Hare Krishna, which is the mainstream culture that everybody knows. It is because of him. So Hare Krishna, ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada is all related together. So Srila Prabhupada, if we take out the Srila Prabhupada, then the Hare Krishna would cease to exist. Srila Prabhupada did unthinkable things, unfathomable things. He is the Acharya and Master at whose feet all the other masters they sit. He is the pure devotee. He is the prime example of the most realized soul ever to walk on the surface of the earth. His instruction or vani continue to spread accounts the world, and his presence can be felt by anyone who cares to read his books. And Prabhupada's books like Prabhupada Lilamrat, that gives our, if we read that, not only we will be amazed to hear about Srila Prabhupada and his life story, but also we'll develop our relationship with him. And developing our relation with Krishna means him, that is relationship with Krishna also, because he is representing Krishna. But what about if Srila Prabhupada is like left and we cannot hear him? But he is in his books, he is in his vani, we could hear about him from his disciples or from present gurus, or we could hear about him and we could develop the same relation which was available before 1977 when Srila Prabhupada left. So he made more than 100 temples, he wrote over 7,000 personal letters, published these volumes of books, about 70-80 books. He started with Back to Godhead magazine, and he was distributing at one point 1 million copies per month at one time in 73-74. He gave lectures on Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and only in 2 months he authorized over 100 in 2 months, like he finished this Chaitanya Charitamrita, printing of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is translated in more than 75 major languages. He began at the age of 69, and then he came to America, and he slept less than 4 hours a day. He was the only one who was ever regarded that he was fainting by distributing the books, but he continued that. His writings are absolutely perfect in every way, and there was no need of any adjustment. That completely represents teachings of Lord Krishna to Brahma, and in Parampara, he is the 32nd of the in disciplic succession or in Parampara. Srila Prabhupada never settled, nor did his disciples. He constantly working day and night in spreading Krishna consciousness, and often moved his disciples around the world, managing everything perfectly. Despite having his difficulties, disciples who wanted to succeed him and who made many mistakes along the way, but still he continued managing single-handedly. He never spoke any word that is different from Krishna. He personally brought Krishna consciousness to the world in its most pristine, accurate and perfect form. So his childhood pastimes, in September 1, 1896, just the day after Janmashtami, that is the auspicious appearance of Lord Krishna, he appeared in Taliganj, suburb of Calcutta. So his father is Gaur Mohan Day and his mother is Rajni, and they named his son Abhay Charan, one who is fearless, Abhay, and having taken shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So astrologer that came, he prepared a horoscope for the baby and revealed that this child, when he reaches age of 70, he will cross the ocean and become a great teacher of religion, establish 108 Krishna temples. and that is what exactly happened. Prabhupada, he set out for America in 1965, and then he established, and just in 1 year later, he established this ISKCON, he registered at ISKCON. He traveled around the world 14 times and established more than 100 temples, and temples and along with farms, gurukuls, BBT, so many things that he did, and he initiated more than 5,000 disciples into Krishna consciousness. But that is just the who were made disciples, but people who are following him are in millions now. Practically every country, every place that we can hear Hare Krishna, and people are following him. Srila Prabhupada always, like he spoke of his childhood pastimes with great fondness. So there are certain that we could say that, say what he used to say, that my father was a pure devotee of the Lord, and when Prabhupada was only 4 or 5 years old, his father gave him a couple of forms of Radha and Krishna, and in a very playful manner he used to worship these deities along with his sister Pishima. And so he used to perform according what he was watching at the nearby temple of Radha Govindaji, neighboring temple. And in the same way he used to do. So from very childhood, he was inculcated with Krishna consciousness. He was visiting this neighboring temple and copying the ceremonies in connection with his deities. So that way he developed the affinity for the Supreme Lord. He was only 1 year old. There was a great sankirtan in the house, and then he joined his dancing party, and so he was very small at that time, but he could still remember at that time when he was narrating in his book. So there was a epidemic plague in 1898, when Prabhupada was hardly 1.5 years old, and practically so many people died in that, and the doctor ordered that yes, he should take some chicken soup, but his father refused. But somehow the doctor cooked it, and he brought Dr. Bose, Kartik Chandra Bose. So he was suffering from the typhoid, and so he was telling that give him chicken soup. But anyway, when he could just put a little bit in the mouth, and immediately vomited all of this. So Krishna protected him by engaging into any sinful activity. So one Babaji organized Sankirtan movement. That is how Prabhupada also got this idea, that Sankirtan movement. And then when there was, so everybody participated, Hindu, Muslim, Christians, Parsi, everyone joined, and they were going road to road, street to street, house to house, and then the plague subsided. Prabhupada later on, he had the same thing, that there was no rain in Mumbai area or around that, and they performed Sankirtan, and there was a nice rain that came. So everything by pleasing Krishna, naturally, then all the whatever is necessity, we get that. And if we please Prabhupada, then the same thing happened. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadan nagati kutupi. So his father was like, he was a middle class man, but they had no, he never felt any want, it was like in a mango season, he will buy baskets of mango, and everybody would enjoy mangoes by offering to Krishna with every children. So Prabhupada was jumping, playing, and enjoying his childhood. So when he was 6 years old, then Prabhupada was given a Rath cart, and encouraged to observe functions like Rath Yatra and Dola Yatra ceremonies. So he himself, Rath Yatra he performed in his neighborhood. He used to spend money liberally for distributing prasad to us and children and friends. So Prabhupada says that he received this training from the very beginning. Somehow or other I had this spark of Krishna consciousness, and my father detected it, and he wanted to feign it. So Prabhupada says that he is very much indebted to his father, for he took care of him in such a way that I became perfectly Krishna conscious. He taught me how to play the mridanga, spectrum. His mother did not wanted him, but he says that no. So one day he had two teachers. One was teaching him ABCD and at age, and then another was teaching him the mridanga. But he was more interested in mridanga. His father would say that he must learn a mridanga. His mother always refused not to. That what he will do with this mridanga. There is no point. Let him become a liar or go to foreign country and learn more. So also there were a lot of saintly people used to come every day, and his father was asking Gaur Mohan Day that kindly bless my son so that he became a servant of Srimati Radharani. So that was his only ambition. He wanted me to be preacher of Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam, and player of mridanga, and to become servant of Radharani. Every parent should think like that. Otherwise, one should not become father and mother. If due to past pious activity, one gets a good father and mother, that is a great chance for advancing in Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada was very much indebted to his father. And so the first book, he dedicated my book, Krishna book, to his father, Gaur Mohan Day. So Srila Prabhupada, he is a transcendental aristocrat, Vaikuntha man, Jagat Guru, an unparalleled scholar, a bold preacher, an expert manager, and a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. He appeared on this earth on September 1, the next day of Janmashtami. And that was in 1896. So this is the year when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur published his first book, and the year when Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada's guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, then his guru is Gaur Kishwardas Babaji, and guru is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So his first book came to McGill University in a foreign country. So that was predicted that now Prabhupada is born in that year, and he will also be able to preach outside this. So he is an empowered representative of the Supreme Lord Krishna, Shaktavashya Savatar, and Senapati Bhakta of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement. Lord Chaitanya's wish that every town and village, Pratvite Ate Ache Nagradi Gram, Sarvatra Prachar Hobe, and more nam. So Prabhupada had tremendous faith in the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the instruction of his spiritual master helped him accomplish something undreamable, unthinkable, unbelievable. Who could have wondered that devotees from all over the world would gather together loudly chanting Gauranga Nityananda Hari on the streets of the Navdeep? But Srila Prabhupada made it possible. He had deleted impossible from his dictionary. Impossible, he used to say, impossible is the word written in the dictionary of fools. So his books have been distributed in practically all over the world. And so it is very difficult to describe the character and personality of such a transcendental personality that lived among us, and he is continuing to inspire us and touch and revolutionize the life of millions of people worldwide. So Prabhupada himself is saying that I will continue to live as long as my books are being distributed. The golden age for the next 10,000 years will come when people give up every other religion and take to one dharma, Harinam Sankirtan. Then the world recognize the actual contribution of the modern day saint, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So his amazing achievements that he got, that we discuss some part of that. So Prabhupada from Scottish Church College, means Muttilal School, he did his primary school, and he did his bachelor degree from Scottish Church College. And he was supported in the Gandhi Nationalist Movement initially, and Netaji Bose was his senior. He was also in the same, Netaji Bose was also in the same school where Prabhupada was, he had a study. So he made his Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur his guru in 1922, and there was a little bit argument And then at that time he got the instruction from his guru that you preach in the West. So that was in the very first meeting, because you are studying in English, you are proficient in English language, so you please preach this. And he did that. He remembered that instruction all throughout his life, and he fulfilled the desire of his Guru Maharaj. And he used to say that book distribution is the Vrahad Mradanga. So that was from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Because your kirtan or your chanting maybe or temple or maybe just in one place could be heard maybe half a kilometer. But if you distribute books, then it is like a Vrahad Mradanga. It could be heard anywhere, wherever the books are. Books are there. So his final instruction that came just 2 weeks before Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj left his body, and that final instruction was again to print books and preach in English in the West. So he was given the title Bhakti Vedanta by the Gaudiya Society by seeing his scholarship over the Vedic scriptures and devotion. That was in 1939, and he started his Back to Godhead magazine in 1944, fulfilling his spiritual master's order to preach in English. So he himself just started printing, selling, writing, editing, everything he did single-handedly. He established League of Devotee in 1953 in Jhansi. And he was urging people to take to Krishna consciousness urgently and seriously. मैं बाद में कॉल करूंगा, अभी रख दो. So he accepted, renounced the order, and dedicated himself fully to the instructions of his spiritual master. He used to say, Vrindavan is my home. So he shifted to Vrindavan from Jhansi and began translating the Amal Puran, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. So he translated first three cantos of the first volume, first canto in the three volumes. And then he brought this through Jaldutha. He brought some trunk loads of these books, and he had hardly 40 rupees in his hand, which is not even equal to $8 or $7 at that time. He had two heart attacks on his way in the Jaldutha. It took him about 33 days to come. So Prabhupada wanted that this ISKCON, like Krishna consciousness, not Bhagwan consciousness. So because people were telling him that who would know Krishna? But he says, no, Krishna is God. So his name should be there. And he organized his Rath Yatra in San Francisco first time, and now it is there all over the world. Practically all the countries, they observe this. So that was in 67 in San Francisco. And he established this BBT, that is in 1972, for publishing his books. It is independent of ISKCON, so that the instruction of his spiritual master continuously being fulfilled. 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita that he, in 1975, that he took like about 18 months in writing that, but only in 2 months he got published with all the paintings and everything. That's a miraculously that it is 17 volume in just in 2 months to print, and so he started distributing. So he said, manager, preacher, leader, all in one. Like a transcendental expert, he wrote letters, managed temples all over the world. He slept hardly between 10 to 1, 2 hours, and little bit he will sleep in the daytime. And he will translate between 1 to 5 every morning, and then he will give morning walk, and he give lectures, travel 14 times all around the world. His lectures and conversations have been recorded and numbered more than 2,200 lectures and conversations. Lectures on Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, that compiled almost 18 volumes of his books. He is an unparalleled scholar. He is a Vaikuntha man. and he traveled 24 countries, 14 times around the world. And although he brought only $7, but later on he was the richest man. Afterwards, they distributed, like ISKCON distributed 3.7 billion free meals worldwide. This whole Just Back to Godhead was published like more than like 80-90 million copies in 90 languages. Now there are 700 big temples and more than 100,000 disciples. There are 66 ecological farms and 110 vegetarian restaurants. This is all because of Srila Prabhupada's Shakti. Without that, ISKCON would be practically zero. So somehow we have to, like all the generations, like second generation, third generation, we have to be connected with Srila Prabhupada. So Satsarup Maharaj wrote a like little article in the Back to Godhead magazine. It was published, and so it was published, and these are some of the experts from that how we could develop a relationship with Prabhupada. Now Prabhupada is gone, and so but still anybody can develop his relationship, and how to do that. So the biography, if you read, you will know more and more about Srila Prabhupada, but you could still, he is continuing to live through his books and instruction, and you could do the service in separation. So like Krishna, he did, like he left for 100 years. He was away from Vrindavan, and people used to remember about him, about his activities, about his relationship for all those 100 years. So that is Vani and Vapu. So by his Vani, we could still be connected. He was gone, but he is still much present. This realization was not a pretension or myth, but it is not a sentimental or psychic phenomenon or mental telepathy, but it is a substantiative, palpable reality, effect of life. Srila Prabhupada has given them personal service, and now they would continue that service. So Prabhupada was personally he was serving his devotees. He was giving them all the instruction. Now it is our duty that we serve him by spreading the message that he has given to us in his all the Prabhupada and his commentaries. So we have to share this, and that is still Prabhupada's mercy is available. So service in separation for Prabhupada's disciple was undoubtedly effect. And now that they were without his personal presence, how could they able to sustain themselves in his spiritual life? That he continues like before, it could be done, increasing their feeling of devotion and increase their serving capacity. That Prabhupada is still very much with them through his books and instruction, and so many letters, so many lectures. So Satsarup Maharaj is writing that that anybody has a claim to relationship with Srila Prabhupada. It is the right of everyone. Prabhupada was more than a guru of the particular generation. He was to be with us forever. So how we will talk about it, how he is different from other, and why he is especially empowered, what is the reason? Srila Prabhupada was not only an acharya, but he was the founder acharya of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, which is a dynamic spiritual reality. So we cannot limit Prabhupada by that he came, he was a guru, he had a place, he did one thing, and now there are others. He was a Jagat Guru, he is a Jagat Guru, he is a spiritual master of the entire world. He is a bona fide spiritual master, faithfully conveying the message of disciplic succession from Lord Krishna, as he received it in parampara from his spiritual master. But more than that, he was empowered by Krishna to do what no other spiritual master has done. He is the founder acharya for spreading Charada Chaitanya Sankirtan movement worldwide in the midst of this Kali Yuga. So this is personal relationship with the founder Acharya is possible even for persons not directly initiated by Srila Prabhupada. It was Srila Prabhupada who taught us to apply Krishna consciousness to the modern context. It was Srila Prabhupada who set the standard of sadhana and cleanliness, of purity and association. Whoever this follows the basic principles and practices can recognize that Prabhupada is a direct representative from Krishna. So anybody, whether they are artists, philosophers, businessmen, laborers, anybody, they all could become devotees. Srila Prabhupada placed few restrictions on his followers as to how they could serve. He wanted Krishna consciousness to pervade the entire society, and he felt that the Krishna conscious philosophy had jurisdiction over all our subjects of learning and action. Why should not anyone anywhere in the world feel that if he took Prabhupada's instruction, he could become Srila Prabhupada's follower? So this gift that Prabhupada has given, that he has brought to the West, that is for everyone. Prabhupada left us with a dynamic legacy in his books, through his devotees, in the development of his communities, and in the teachings of how to expertly apply Krishna consciousness of his communities, and in teachings of how to if we simply use our intelligence to claim our relationship with Prabhupada by practicing Krishna consciousness in the mood in which he taught it, then we will inherit the most wonderful relationship with Krishna's pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. So without pleasing him, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, we cannot please Krishna without pleasing Srila Prabhupada. So, and that was that if you read Lilamrat, then naturally you will develop your relationship with Prabhupada. And we can taste the sweetness of Prabhupada's association. So Srila Prabhupada's mission was it is not just like that we are hearing. He does not like to hear that Prabhupada is just one of many gurus teaching Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and that there is little distinction between Prabhupada and any other Gaudiya teacher. Prabhupada Anuga, that is, we should become Prabhupada Anuga, means just follow in his footsteps. So he has a special place among the gurus of the Gaudiya Vaishnava. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he predicted it, Pratvite Ate Ache Nagradi Gram Sarvata Prachar Hove Mor Naam. So immediately after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's departure, then there were acharyas like Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda, Srinivas Acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Then for a long time there was so they propagated Chaitanya's mission, but after their disappearance of this his followers, Gaudiya mission became very disturbed. There was a proliferation of Prakrit Sahajiya and the bogus sects. They all came, and average Bengali began to identify Gaudiya Vaishnavism and that it is a sex cult. So some generations later, Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared, and he pioneered the re-establishment of the purity and solidity of Lord Chaitanya's mission teachings, bringing the movement back, again back to the attention. That is a deep religious tradition. So he wrote many, many books, and his son Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur assisted him. It's not just that he attacked on Mayavad philosophy, but they give the sense of Krishna consciousness. So they were not interested in defending this Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Mayavadis, and any other unbona fide religious egg. But rather the main thrust of their movement was to teach the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. It is this tradition that Srila Prabhupada appeared, and with this mission, was his life's mission to spread, have Sankirtan movement. So he wrote, Prabhupada wrote in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Kali Kaler Dharma Krishna Naam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vina Naya Tara Pravartan. So in the age of Kali, without the Krishna Shakti, one cannot spread Krishna consciousness the way Srila Prabhupada came. So he is in that way, he was empowered to spread Sankirtan movement and fulfill the legacy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. It was he who fulfilled the prediction of Lord Chaitanya. And So he made this prophecy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, over 500 years ago, that my name would spread to every town and village, and that's Srila Prabhupada who carried this mission. So he carried out the mission that captured heart of everyone. His courage and dedication inspire us to follow him, to love him, and to want to do great things on his behalf. He fought against the great odds to carry out this his spiritual master's legacy. He came to America at such an advanced age. To accept his gift fully requires that we become exclusively his followers, as Prabhupada is no ordinary guru. So our following of him cannot be ordinary or diffuse. It must be focused on his mood, his teachings and his mission. So Rupa Goswami, like he was following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he established the feelings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His feelings are his desire that his special mercy be spread throughout the world in Kali Yuga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that was in inner feeling, and Rupa Goswami committed to writing all these feelings of the Lord. Now again, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same feelings are being spread all over the world by Srila Prabhupada. So devotees who are pure and simple will appreciate this attempt. Srila Prabhupada is writing, advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. This is from Nectar of Instruction. All the Shastras declare necessary to accept all follow a bona fide spiritual master in parampara. So it is, Prabhupada is not just Guru Nistha, and Prabhupada is not just, he is one of the person in parampara out of this 32, but he is specially empowered that nobody has ever done. Yasya deve para bhakti, yatha deve tatha guru, tashyate katheta yartha prakashante mahatmana. If we have a full faith and in guru like Krishna, yasya deve para bhakti, yatha deve tatha guru, same faith we have, like we have faith on Krishna, same faith we have on the spiritual master, and same service attitude, then you will develop dashyate kathitai artha prakashante ma. Within our heart, we will develop the love for Krishna. So this is the Vedic process. So we have to have a firm faith in Guru and firm faith in Krishna. Brahmande brahmite kaun bhagyavan jeev, Guru Krishna prasade paaye bhakti lata bij. We have been rotting in the material world, from one planet to another, one universe to another, from one body to another. We have been through life of plants, aquatics, animals, fish, so many. But we develop a bhakti lata bij. By the mercy of Krishna, we get a pure guru, and that like Srila Prabhupada, and by the mercy of Prabhupada, we understand about Krishna and we could serve him. So seedling of this bhakti lata bij comes from a pure guru, and Prabhupada sowed that seed in the heart of all the disciples, and still he is continuing to do that if we have faith in Prabhupada. So some of the other than ISKCON devotees, we are being accused that we are too exclusive in our devotion. Why should we claim a special place for Prabhupada, for any other or any another guru for that matter? Even within ISKCON, like after Prabhupada, there are many of his followers. They wrote a lot of books. They initiated many, many disciples, and they are also famous. So why we should stop our parampara? Not stopping parampara, but saying that he has a special place. Not only he is a founder acharya, but we should have that he does his, by his power, by his mercy, we are still continuing to spread Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad Maharaj is also expressing the same way for his guru Narad Muni. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he met Narasimhadev, because of my association with material desires, one after another, I was gracefully falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But by your servant Narad Muni, kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. So my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? Srila Prabhupada would encourage this kind of exclusive devotion. He expressed undiverted attention towards his own spiritual master, and he tried to protect ISKCON from various outside influences that could disturb or misunderstand his application of Krishna consciousness for Westerners. Such exclusive devotion is not the property of only those devotees who joined ISKCON before 77, but it is the property of all who wish to follow Prabhupada. We can cultivate that exclusive devotion to Prabhupada by hearing about his life, studying his teachings, praying to him, and rendering service to him according to his desires. So this is a special day that we pray to him, please keep us at your lotus feet. And so then he could keep at his dust of his lotus feet, and he could give Krishna consciousness, or sow the seed of Krishna consciousness in our heart. So how we could please Srila Prabhupada? So Prabhupada wanted that his disciples always think of Krishna and never forget him for a moment. So in this way you could conquer Krishna. He becomes so attracted by pure devotion that he gives himself to his devotees. And if you get Krishna, then what else is that you want more? Prabhupada instructed us to how to come to a stage of remembering Krishna at every moment, and that constituted the basis of this Krishna consciousness movement or ISKCON movement. And in order for us to engage in his movement, we needed to have faith. Srila Prabhupada created that faith in his followers. So if we know about Prabhupada, we would have more and more faith in him, and by having faith in Prabhupada, then we will serve him, and then Krishna would be pleased, and we would become eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. We were able to have the faith in Prabhupada because he was renounced, he was saintly, he was so honestly and obviously dedicated to Krishna. So there was no scandals in his life. He was able to create his faith in the minds of those who had come to believe that God was, means even those people who were thinking that God is dead. But he translated and wrote in so many ways glorifying Krishna that he is there. He is not just a thought of somebody in their mind that there is a God, or because people said that there is no God. And nowadays many people, but you accept him by Prabhupada's instruction, and people who don't accept, then the God would come to them as a form of death. So we should feel gratitude and obligation to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada has said that he wants his followers, his instruction, in order to obtain that love. Following the order of the spiritual master is not simply sentiment. It is the real substance of the spiritual master's association in Vani, his teachings. We should know that it is that we feel attached to it and serve it. That is our life, and we should spend our life's energy. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasena seva. So his instruction was, and that is, yare dekho tareko Krishna upadesh. Whomever you see, tell them about Krishna, his teachings, and how loving he is. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj used to quote this verse like on the occasion of his Vyas Puja in February 36. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta claimed that to set oneself up as a representative of God can be seen as arrogant. He said that by listening to the words of praise directed at him by his disciples, but he is actually discharging a duty on behalf of his spiritual master. So why we should praise Prabhupada or his teacher or his guru. But this praise is, that is, we are discharging our duty. So Prabhupada is discharging his duty to his, he would never take all the praises. He will give to his guru. His guru would give to his guru. In that way the praise would go to Krishna. Because people sometimes have a doubt that why we have to praise, why we have to offer aarti so many times to Prabhupada, why we have to celebrate Prabhupada's appearance day in such a lavish way. But that is, it is really for Krishna that he is offering. He does not take for himself. that is his duty, and also the duty of his spiritual master to like. So established Prabhupada gives so many disciples and his people. So when they take, they do not take that for him, but it goes to Prabhupada and all the way to Lord Krishna. Accepting the role of a guru in ISKCON is one of the duties Srila Prabhupada has designated for his disciples. His disciples should therefore perform this service as duty with the aim to spread Krishna's Prabhupada's fame and mission, and not to pamper their arrogance. So Srila Prabhupada claimed that his loyalty was the source of his power to spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So his loyalty to his guru, that was the source of his power to spread Krishna consciousness. So on the 40 steps of Srila Prabhupada, we should also do the same, follow him, and that will, like our rotting in the material world for so many lifetimes, millions and millions of lifetimes would end. Even in this life, we could become eligible to go back home, back to Godhead, by following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and developing our relationship with him. He is not just one guru in the parampara, but he is the specially empowered personality. He is a Jagat Guru, and by remembering him on this special day, then his mercy would flow to us. Remembering him, glorifying him. So we talked about Prabhupada and his instructions, what he wanted, how he developed this. So he was really a Vaikuntha man. Means he came from Vaikuntha planet to fulfill the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's not like a Baddha Jiva, like us, are conditioned by Maya, but he is a special person, and so without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could not have done it, so he received the mercy. Just like Rupa Goswami could understand the inner heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the Prabhupada understood, and then he did, and he spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. So I pray on behalf of all of you at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada to give us mercy, and by his mercy that we could remember him throughout our life and act on behalf of him and spread Krishna consciousness and be pure ourselves, purify our heart and give up all the bad habits and always remember Krishna and never forget him. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, thank you so much. Thank you so much for recounting the entire life of Sri Krishna. So beautiful to hear from you. Very, very beautiful katha of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, do you have any personal instances you would like to share?
Personally, instruction, I just asked few questions when I met Srila Prabhupada in 1973 on April 1, that was our first meeting. Then we met several times, just in a general, but personal meeting I had 2-3 times. One was when I went on this day, April 1. Then I asked that, because I joined ISKCON in 72, following ISKCON, reading books, started chanting, having worshipping the Lord Krishna, gradually removing all the demigods from our altar. So my mind was wandering here and there, making plans for different things, what I will do all day today or what I will do in future. And so Prabhupada says that at least while you are chanting, your mind would go, that is natural, but you try to bring it back to the listening to the holy name. And by the mercy of the holy name is so powerful that gradually you will be able to do that and focus just on hearing. So when we speak the holy name, we should pronounce in a way, and then you hear that, rather than putting your mind on some pictures or focus on some point, or then thoughts would be controlled in that way. And having done in the morning time, Brahma Muhurt. But holy name is so powerful that if you do our quota, like Prabhupada established 16 rounds, and if it is done in the Brahma Muhurt all in one sitting, then we could control our thoughts which are going out. So Prabhupada says that it will happen, and it depends on your sincerity, how much you could focus on the listening to the holy name. It may take one lifetime, it may be many lifetime, or one can do it in even few months, or like this Guru Maharaj could please the Supreme Lord within 6 months. That is all possible if we focus our attention on hearing to the holy name. So chanting, shravan and kirtan. So kirtan is chanting and shravan is listening to the holy name. Then again through hearing and chanting, like Sukhdev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj did, hearing Bhagavatam every day. So you could follow that. So Prabhupada's main thought was that you just try to bring your mind back to the holy name, and by the mercy of the holy name, which is Krishna himself, one would be able to do it if he sincerely is doing it. Another, there was a family with Indian man and American woman. They were married, but they were doing his. He just said, just by seeing them, that as long as this marriage is based on that both are performing Krishna consciousness, not for sense gratification, then even the international marriage he approved. Another time I brought my son, serviced and put him at his lotus feet, and he just said, Baba ka naam kya? He was just walking, going by, and we said, serviced, and he just put his hand, so he just blessed him. So that was our second meeting. But then there was one time that we were in Philadelphia temple, first time Rath Yatra. So Prabhupada used to come a day before, and he always sits on the Subhadra's card. So in that first, there was one Indian gentleman, and he said that Ravindra Swarup Prabhu introduced this man, that he's professor of Hinduism at the temple university. So Prabhupada asked him, what is Hinduism? And he really could not answer. Became a little bit angry that you are teaching Hinduism but you don't know what is Hinduism. And then he said that it is just Hinduism is not a word. It is really Sanatana Dharma or Bhagavad Dharma. It is just the name Hindu came from the Muslims who could not pronounce H like Sindhu River. People on the other side of Sindhu River, they pronounce them as Hindus. But it is not, it is a misnomer, this Hinduism, or Hindu is not a religion. It is real religion is Sanatana Dharma that we all should follow. And another time that he was in New York Rath Yatra, that was 1976, first time on the Fifth Avenue. And at that time they had this large 14-story building also that they had. And Prabhupada was very happy with this. He used to say that we have a skyscraper in New York when he will meet his God brothers or others. But somehow that temple was sold out in 55th Street, 8th Avenue. That was where the temple was, and we used to go quite often. And we will see that Srila Prabhupada is going. But personal contact was not as much. His instructions are given in the books to spread Krishna consciousness, to distribute his books. And so it is a general instruction. I did not receive any personal direct instruction that you do such and such thing.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, how did you come in contact with Srila Prabhupada?
I came first to Philadelphia. That was my first, that I was doing my residency there. And Gujarati person by name Kiku Mehta, he met my wife while she was going. Because at that time, foreigners were welcomed and they used to teach speaking language. So they used to go to some family were calling us on certain days, or there was English teaching that how you could conversation. So she was standing at a bus stop, and then Sandhis Kiku Mehta, Bainji, there is a temple, would you like to go? So he came the next Sunday, following Sunday, and because we had darshan of Jagannath Puri, we went before coming to US in 71. So he took us to the temple, and since we came in 72 to the temple, we started getting back to guarded magazines and reading Bhagavad Gita, chanting, inviting devotees to our home and having some program. So that all gradually that culminated. So our main, we understood about Prabhupada. We were told in 73 that Prabhupada is coming. and that was the temple was at Henry Street. He is coming to New York, so we drove early in the morning to hear his lecture in New York City. So this is how we got introduced. And because of coming in Vaishnava family, and my father used to read Ramayana, Bhagavad Gita from very childhood. Our home was a place where Ramayana would be recited, whole Ramayana, for almost 3-4 times a year. And my father used to remember practically all the verses of Bhagavad Gita. So from hearing from him and knowing that gradually that we knew about Prabhupada and how he was worshipped so nicely by his disciples and how they respected his Srila Prabhupada. So somehow in the beginning I had a little bit doubted why Guru should be worshipped in this way. But by gradually chanting Bhagavad Gita chapter 2nd verse 7, and so gradually then the doubts were removed and I took initiation from Srila Prabhupada. How many devotees are there on the conference call?
Prabhuji, now we have about 15 devotees on the call.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Actually, by 6:25, many people started joining. I think we just missed the initial.
Okay, introductory part.
But thank you so much, Prabhu. It was such a pleasure to hear from you and hear your story as well. Thank you very, very much. Very grateful.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak about Srila Prabhupada. It is a glorious day to remember him and taking a more and more firm oath to surrender to him.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for a wonderful class, Prabhu. It was so enlightening. How many times you saw Srila Prabhupada, Prabhuji?
6-7 times that I saw him.
So you saw first time in U.S. Prabhuji or in
right.
India?
Yeah, in U.S.
In U.S.
Because his whole mission was that much in U.S. to be, it began from here. In India, Srila Prabhupada went to few cities, but if you are not there, you would not hear about ISKCON. Still, there are many villages who don't know about Prabhupada personally, or they hear in, but they don't know much about him. So that is need to be done. There are millions and millions of people in villages where that should be, Prabhupada's name should be spread. And that way, Prabhupada's name means Krishna consciousness, ISKCON. So that's why I decided to open a temple in a town near Indore, Khargone. And there are many villages around, thousands of villages in 20-30 mile radius. So I am requesting all of you to please come when we open the temple, or come any time near Indore. The town is called Khargone.
Sure, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you.
For your valuable time and association to us this morning. It was really wonderful, Prabhuji.
Okay, thank you so much.
If anybody have any realizations or anything, you can please share.
Thank you for a beautiful class, Guru Maharaj. All grace to you, all grace.
All grace to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Swami Krishna Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful.
Hare.
Glorification of Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Satsaru Maharaj wrote most of those things. So I have taken from Lilamrat and what he wrote later on. Like a paper about Srila Prabhupada, that after he is gone, how we can continue in separation. So that was his main theme, that in separation one can remember the personality much more, and just by following his instruction.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. So we can discontinue now, or anybody has any other comments?
Anyone else wants to ask Prabhuji anything?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So nice.
Thank you.
We hear from you about Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks to Prabhuji. Prabhuji, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Here's Krishna.